know, what you have to say in those individual moments, I really don't know what will convince anybody of anything. I just know that it's important that we find those people who want to seek the kingdom and the righteousness of God and start coming together and forming that network. I think when things start getting worse, and that's one of the things I did want to talk about on the radio or on this call, is that I've been trying to gear up, I guess, probably for 30 years, and I'm thinking that we're going to need to really push the network, that everybody has to eventually, you know, if they're brand new, okay, but they've been on there for a year and they haven't picked a contact minister, they need to start thinking about that and say, you know, you got to pick a contact minister. And they'll give us all kinds of excuses. Well, I don't know this guy or I don't know that guy. Well, pick them, find out. You can change it anytime you want. But you, the purpose of this network is to network, and you're not networking if you do not pick a contact point. And that means you have to pick a contact minister. And there are contact ministers that are better than others, and they will start to accumulate more people contacting them. There are contact ministers that are closer, and so maybe you'll pick them. Whatever the reason is, you just have to connect the dots. And then the purpose of this is to go out and get more dots to connect and bring them into that network and build that. You know, I'm out here spinning my wheels, you know, trying to put these articles together. I put this website together. I put these books together. I put these audios together so that people can start to see that the kingdom of God and the gospel of the kingdom of God, which was what Christ brought us, is the only solution, and we need to start working in that direction. We're going to continue to do that work, and we're going to try to get more well-known. I don't know why we haven't been on Alex Jones's. I think we could eventually get on bigger radio stations, even George Norrie, with some of the books that we have published and the controversy that they bring. If we get on to those places, millions of people will start to hear this message, and their rallying point will be the network. And that network needs to be formed in a way in which it starts to actually physically connect people. Our message is to seek the kingdom and the righteousness of God. And that means that we have to come together caring about each other. That means that we have to network in order to do that efficiently. And so that has to be the focus of this HHC group. What you do with that in your individual lives, in your individual families, and what you bring to the table in your individual, it's kind of like a potluck. You know, somebody brings egg salad, and somebody brings roast beef, and someone brings a bag of potato chips. You know, I mean, whatever you bring, you bring. The precept of this network is to set that table of the Lord and to go out in the byways and the highways and the hedges and tell people about the kingdom. And that's going to take the support of everybody in the network in order to make that an actual reality. We need to start working together with that purpose in mind of forming that network and bringing people together, and to dump too much on some people, and this is going back to George's question, we actually create division because we give them too much at once. If we're not leading the members of our congregation to be led by the Holy Spirit and allowing them to take those steps that, you know, we may feel that the Spirit is leading us, but they don't feel it yet, we have to make allowances and allow them to take those steps as they see fit. And so, therefore, our promotion is to start to turn around and go this other way of faith, hope, and charity. And that will create the economy that we need to have. You know, you can't even picture what that economy looks like entirely. I don't think any of us can. But that economy is completely different. Actually, one of the, you know, there was a movie, Kingdom of Heaven, and most of it I consider, I wasn't impressed with, but there was one scene in it that I thought was more of an example of the Kingdom of Heaven than any of the other scenes, and it's this, where these six or seven crusaders, or maybe it's 10 crusaders, are standing there, and the key star of the movie has come up and is joining with his estranged father, Liam Neeson, and that these other guys come to arrest him and take him into their jurisdiction. And Liam Neeson stands up and says, "No, we're not going to let you do it." Or I'm not going to let you do it. I'd like to go see the scene again. But anyway, all his buddies who are bound to him because of what? A constitution? Bound to him because of some social contract? Bound to him because they joined his army? They're bound to him because they have shared their food, the cold, the heat, their lives together. They have backed each other and their hard conditions, and they stand up and they say, you know, what he says, we say too. And they put their lives on the line. That is the table of the Lord. Even though I have no idea about their individual morality, but at least they had the honor to stand together. And people don't have that in communities anymore, at least not the way they need it, or not the way they're going to need it. So that's coming together. It's not joining an email group and saying, well, yeah, I'm on their email group. I could care less. And I'm actually going to let it be known to people as time goes on that if you don't pick a contact minister and we don't know who you are on the group, we're going to exclude you. And you can go over to the Yahoo group and argue. Or just stay on the Kingdom News list and hear about other things. But we have to start punching out these emails on the Kingdom News list and on the network on a regular basis so that we have to firm up the network so that it's not dependent on the internet. And then we have to get more dots in the network and then start connecting them physically on the ground. And in order to do that, we need to focus on the basics of the message, which is why I went through this whole trouble with the doctrinal statements. But I'm, again, focusing after Christmas, after New Year's, that we start a drive to start building that network. And that means that I want to take at least a article that's on the website already. I can't write a new one every week. And send that out on the news list, trying to build the network. If I get more people coming to the network, I want as many contact ministers as possible that are on the network on the same page of building the network. And the purpose of building the network is so that we can form those congregations of record that can start to connect and take care of one another. And then when we get that base that built with the foundation of Christ in them, then we'll go out and see if we can't get on more public radio broadcasts where we'll bring in more people. But I will not, if we started getting an influx of 50 people or 25 people a day or 1,000 people in a week, we have to have contact ministers in place on the same page. And allowing everybody to move in this direction according to where they're coming from and according to the Holy Spirit in them, but we need to have a firm picture of where we're going, what that kingdom kind of looks like, so that we don't start, taking people off to the left and to the right. And
Greg, what do you want to do with the people that are on the different groups, the different regional groups or whatever? That, for example, I send out a welcome to the California news group whenever somebody signs up, and 9 times out of 10, I don't even get a response back.
Well, for one thing, I you probably do this, but anyway, I'll change your vocabulary. Just write them and say, welcome to the California or wherever they're at network group. And then we put a little thing in there that says who is volunteering to be a contact minister on that group and where they're from and what, and now we've got pictures up of the different people that are in the different areas. And they're really, California and New York are for the population centers, we have almost nobody in those areas. It's just amazing. It's way underneath what there should be. But the fact is these are all small groups, and yeah, there's a lot of people who never respond. And what we're going to try to do is to start getting them responding, and I'm going to start sending the different contact ministers that are participating in this project. There, you know, I can go into the other database, the Kingdom News List base, and sometimes I have phone numbers and addresses and locations for these same people. And we will start to give you that information, and you can contact them directly. And we'll let them know that if you do not want to join this group for the purposes of networking and not depending on the internet, and so it's actual physical networking with phone calls or visits or whatever, then you're on the wrong group. You can stay on the Kingdom News List, but you're not going to stay on this group, and they will eventually be removed. They can start picking contact ministers, or we will exclude them. But we got to let them know that's going to happen. We'll hear all kinds of people squealing, you can't boss me around. Well, we're not bossing you around, but this group is for the purposes of networking. It's not for postulating or standing on your soapbox or imposing your particular private interpretation of the Bible. It's for networking. And if people do that, they're on the right group. If they don't want to do that, they're going to be removed from the group. And the groups are going to get smaller. But then we'll post news items when we get some of these congregations of record actually doing stuff. We'll post those news items on the Kingdom News List and say, this group accomplished this. This group accomplished that. And then we'll start getting doers, you know, and we'll try to emphasize on the introductory page that, you know, this network is for doers, of people who actually want to network. And so it's, people haven't got a clue, so it will take a little bit of education. But, yeah, we're going to, well, I think that when some people see themselves being, see other people being removed, and we'll let them know on the network, we just remove Steve or Dave or Bob or whatever it is because he did not want to network. And we hope that all of you will want to network or you will be removed too. And I don't know. I'm afraid that the groups will get smaller before they get bigger. But, you know, we're not excluding them. We're just saying this group is for networking. It's kind of what we did with the contact ministers, those who said, hey, I just want to sit on the sidelines. Well, off the group you went. And I just took them off instantly with no qualms about it because this is not a sideline group. Contact ministers is a row-only group. If you ain't rowing, out of the boat. And the network is going to be that way too. If you don't want to make contact, why are you on this group? Because an email is not contact. We don't know who you are. We don't know what's happening to you. If you want an impersonal relationship, go to your local church.
Yeah.
You can sit in the pew and nobody will bother you.
Greg, are you ready to write something to that effect right now? What's your time schedule? What's your availability to write something like that now?
Well, if you go back to some of the instructions on, the contact minister page and the networking sign-up sheets and stuff, we're starting to say that in the guidelines. You know, I thought it was kind of, you know, join the network, it meant to actually network, you know. And when we first talk about creating like a Facebook kind of deal, I said no, because that creates a virtual network and not a real network, and we want a real network, and we say all this. And then people still just sign up for email and don't want anybody to know who they are or what their phone number is. And you had experiences with that, with a guy who wanted everybody else's phone number but didn't want to give his to anybody.
Right.
So that's not networking. I don't want everybody to have everybody's phone number, but I want, if you have a contact minister, he should have your phone number. And so, you know, we already have guys who are joining the group, and there's, you know, like Kern from North Carolina, traveled all the way to Colorado, was able to make contact with guys in Colorado and meet with them because he was traveling around. We can start creating this network where, especially if I do some traveling around, that, you know, that we're actually, you know, I don't need to know where everybody is. I just contact one contact minister. You know, and, you know, wherever I'm at, I call Paul Bethke or Kendall or somebody that's in my phone and I say, hey, you know, I'm stranded in Poughkeepsie. And he can, with a couple of phone calls, find out if we got somebody in Poughkeepsie.
Right. Well, now, George just sent out something the other day asking for some contact information for somebody down in San Bernardino. Well, if I knew where the people were, I could refer him.
Yeah, well, I know.
Because
we have people in San Bernardino.
Yeah. I got 80
but
deadbeats
not well
in California.
Connected.
Well, I got 80 deadbeats.
Yeah.
And I don't know where I know where, you know, like three people are. That's it.
Yeah.
And you know, that's just not right. And
right.
I'm thinking what maybe the way to attack this is, you know, I send a message out to them and CC to you so everybody in the network can see that I'm CC.
But you don't have to CC to me because I'm on every one of the groups. So if you
well, but they don't
group.
Know that. I don't know that they all know that.
Well,
and then that way, you can respond with you know, your information there of how this is supposed to be working, you know, and that you know, it's time to start removing people who don't want to be on it.
Right.
Who don't want to do this the way that it's designed to be done.
Yeah, and one of the things is, now George sent that out to the sea ministers, I know. But one of the things is that since he's looking in San Bernardino, he should contact you directly and give you more specific details.
Yeah.
You know, why is she being brought? How long does she think she, what kind of a woman is she? You know, is she schizophrenic or is she a nice lady? Is she 60 years old? Is she 22 years old? You know, some single guy could put up a 60-year-old lady, and that's fine. But a single guy isn't going to put up a 22-year-old lady in his apartment because he says, well, I can't really have her in here. My girlfriend will kill me. So anyway, he can give you those specific details. But you need to have specific details from the people that might be down in the San Bernardino area.
Yeah, it wouldn't help.
And you would contact them and say, hey, we've got a lady. She's this old. She needs a place to stay for this period of time. Can you help her out? And here's the case and here's the details.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, you know, everybody on the, you know, Jeffrey in Carolina doesn't need to know all that.
Right.
Because he doesn't know anybody. Well, actually, he may know somebody in San Bernardino. So the fact is that you could get a hold of him, or you would know, you know, that he lived, I don't know if he lived in San Bernardino, but he's been all over the place in California. But he might know somebody, and you could touch base with him, or George could, and find out. And that's the extended network. But, yeah, I saw that, and George needs to share more information with you, and the people on the California network need to start doing that. They haven't been doing that, and that's what I want to start driving for, not only in California, but in New York and all these other places. And we're not going to get a suddenly swell of cooperation from these groups because people still can't get it, and I don't think there's any words that we can say, but as time goes on, if we can get some news items and we put them up and show so-and-so helps so-and-so because they're a part of the living network. That's great. We need to actually take pictures and put it up so that people can see this. But right now we're kind of floundering around, and if we were to start to get a large number of people coming into the network, it would be total chaos because we don't have the foundation yet. And if you could get 10 people on the California group out of the 60, 70, 80 people that are on the group to actually get active, you would be 1,000% better than you are right now.
I know.
Because right now, I watch all these groups. California, New York are notorious for not getting any activity going because I don't know if it's the major, you know, the effect of the city or whatever it is. I'm amazed at how little Michigan gets going because there were so many active people, but they don't seem to have this picture. They don't say that they're offended, but they're not doing anything. But hopefully we can start changing that if we can start getting the numbers up, but there's no point in getting the numbers up unless we're all on the same page. So that's what I want to do over the next month or so. Yeah, I'll try to, it's my intent to write more and more on this subject, but I can't give you a schedule. But I feel your frustration.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, if I wrote something to the group, then you could respond to it, and we could at least get them aware that there is a, you know, we've told them before that this isn't just a regular email group, and you know,
well,
I tried to explain that, but they don't know. I don't think it registers. I don't think they, for whatever reason, I don't think they grasp the idea that you're supposed to, you know, reach out and meet people and get together and do you know, get to know each other.
Right.
It's just not, that's just not
so many
happening.
People are emotionally driven, and they need an emotional catalyst to get them to move in a direction. They're like sheep trying to go through the gate. And I had this conversation with a couple of people in the last couple of days. If you want sheep to go through a gate, the best way to get them through is to stand in front of the gate and make them think you don't want them to go through the gate. And then they want to get past you and around you to the other side. You know, and what a shepherd used to do is put his staff down, and they would all jump over a staff. It was kind of an obstacle, but not really. And that's why we've created this obstacle that you're not going to go to the next level of information and knowledge unless you become part of the network.
Mm-hmm.
By picking a contact minister. We had guys who, you know, that we're going to get this all the time, where guys want to come and become this church of record and then go off and do their own thing. No, you have to go off and do Christ's thing, which means to gather your congregation with other congregations and start doing what Christ said. And it's not a selfish act, it's a selfless act. But anyway, the same problems that you're facing in California are faced by all the other groups. And so what we need to do is plan a common voice and a common strategy that with a common purpose and start putting that out so that, you know, I'm not trying to put out fires in 20 different places at 20 different times, that we're moving ahead with this idea of, you know, pick somebody or not. But if you don't, you're not staying on the group. And that's put very bluntly. We'll have to be a little bit better when we put it out. But
well, when do you want to do that, Greg?
Soon. Soon. And like I said, I'm talking about starting the drive. I don't think we're going to get any action during Christmas holidays.
Okay.
People's brains are going to be off for at least 2 weeks here.
I'm thinking Super Bowl Sunday would be, you know, that's when the holidays really end.
Yeah, right after that first week. But in the meantime, we can start forming, you know, how are we going to present this? And like I said, I've been changing and altering the way in which the web pages sign people up, the guidelines for the different groups. And so we can do a little bit of trial run with testing the waters, but knowing you, you're going to come in like a bull through the door of the China shop. I don't recommend that to start off with, but to keep reminding people. And one of the things that's sending out these Dear Network messages is keep reminding people that there is a network, but we have to start giving them the idea that something else is going on. They don't see any of the emails that goes on in the contact ministers group. They don't see any of these discussions about the doctrine or any of that stuff. They don't hear your phone calls between them and me and you. And we need to make it so that they begin to realize that they're missing out because they're not reaching out. And that if they want to be a part of something, they need to be a part of the network. But we are going to start sharing more information with the contact ministers so they can find the people in their local area that want to participate. But I want to also watch or have everybody aware of the fact that they have to be careful about imposing where they're at on everybody else. Everybody is not going to correct their status. Everybody is not going to keep the Sabbath. Everybody is not going to, use Hebrew names or any of those things. You have to take these people as they are and give them the opportunity of taking the next steps that they take according to the leading of the Spirit in them. And we're not going to be dictating doctrine and stuff like that. Christ dictated us some doctrine through his apostles, and we can go and refer back to that. Obviously, if somebody wants to have, you know, a promiscuous lifestyle or be a backbiter or any of these other things, we can shun them. But yeah, my plan is to get going the first of the year
Okay.
And start really focusing on shoring up this network. And in the next week or so, the contact ministers need to be thinking in those terms, discussing with each other. You know, maybe if they want a test email to go out on their group, send it to the contact ministers. How about this? And get some input. Iron sharpens iron. And then we all get ready to start our campaign of moving forward at the first of the year. Okay, anyway, I'll let you all guys go.
Thanks, Greg.
Okay, Greg, thank you.
God bless.